You've probably heard about GLP-1 medications like Ozempic and Zepbound. Initially developed for diabetes, they have become significant for weight loss. Here's an essential truth. These medications are necessary for many people because people can't sustain weight loss through diet alone, in spite of what many gym bros will tell you. Today, we're going to tell you how you should eat if you're on a GLP-1 medication. Now, we've covered some of this ground before, but never with such verve. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q. 4Q University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food as medicine. GLP-1 medications have revolutionized weight loss, and they will continue to do so. However, a critical question often remains. What should people eat while they're on these medications? Unfortunately, we have clear evidence-based answers. While GLP-1 drugs might help manage weight effectively, good nutrition is vital, especially when you have perceptibly inability to eat as much as you did before. Medication alone, while delivering weight loss, doesn't deliver optimal health. But combining it with a nutritious diet amplifies the benefits and ensures overall wellness. Weight loss is important, but we also aim to be healthy in the process. We discovered this during the time when I was doing weight loss surgery. It seems that I would look around and say, what is the optimal diet for people who've had weight loss surgery? And there were thousands of answers. Many weight loss surgeons had their own versions of diets and recipes, often falling into some low-carb or keto ionosphere. And then I went to culinary medicine school and spent hours researching the various diets, not from a perspective of the books that you find in a bookstore, the popular stuff you would see online, but what does the evidence actually show us? And it became very clear that the Mediterranean diet remains unmatched in providing long-term health benefits. The diet, which is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, lean proteins, healthy fats like olive oil, and even a little moderate wine consumption, enhances the benefits of my weight loss surgery patients. And now we're seeing the benefits in those patients on GLP-1 medications. We've talked extensively about the Mediterranean diet on 4Q, and I invite you to go back and listen to those where we've highlighted its structured nutritional guidelines, such as consuming 9 ounces or 250 grams of fruits and vegetables daily, limiting red meat and alcohol, and prioritizing monounsaturated fatty acids. Numerous studies have shown that the Mediterranean diet reduces inflammation, decreases cardiovascular risks, improves cognitive function, and lowers diabetes risks. For instance, there was a PREDIMED study demonstrating the significant reduction in cardiovascular events. The Lyon Heart Study, which showed that people who had a heart attack, their first heart attack, had a reduction of almost 75% about getting a second heart attack by following a Mediterranean diet. There was something called the EPIC Study, which showed that there was a decrease in overall mortality, improved cancer outcomes, and enhanced longevity among those who had the Mediterranean diet. Research has consistently shown improved cognitive function, reduced Alzheimer's risk, and associated with better insulin sensitivity and diabetes control. So you're probably wondering, where do I start? And there are some practical examples. Here's how you can incorporate a Mediterranean diet. For example, breakfast. You might consider some Greek yogurt topped with fresh berries, or one of my favorites, overnight oats with some mixed berries and fruits. You don't need too much of this, but not only will you feel better and have a good start to your day, but increasing fiber allows your guts to feel good and thank you. Lunch could be a colorful salad of leafy greens, chickpeas, tuna, avocado, and stone fruits like peaches or nectarines, drizzled with olive oil and some lemon juice. Dinner might be something simple like grilled salmon or chicken with quinoa or farro, along with some steamed or roasted vegetables like broccoli, asparagus, or zucchini. Okay, one of those I actually like. These examples make adopting the Mediterranean lifestyle manageable and delicious. When I say one of those I might actually like, it's true. There are many vegetables I don't like. Fortunately, there are plenty of vegetables out there. And that means that you aren't limited to what you find in the Mediterranean. For example, you might think rice is Mediterranean. It's not. You might think tomatoes are Mediterranean. Clearly, it's not. But those are fruits and vegetables and whole grains that are beneficial in long-term studies. So, while GLP-1 medications like Ozempic and Zepbound effectively manage and treat obesity, pairing them with a Mediterranean diet optimizes your health, amplifying anti-inflammatory and cardioprotective and anti-cancer effects. With over 70 years of research and more than 13,000 scientific publications supporting it, the Mediterranean diet isn't just about regional cuisine. It's a scientifically validated approach detailing specific foods and amounts to boost overall health. So you won't just be losing weight, but you will actively enhance your overall health. GLP-1 drugs have revolutionized weight management, but true health emerges when combined with a nutritious, balanced diet. Not another protein bar, not another protein shake. And the Mediterranean diet clearly stands out for long-term health improvements. Remember, it's not just about shedding pounds. It's about becoming healthier in the process. And don't forget to add a multivitamin to your list of things if you're taking GLP-1 drugs. It is essential to be able to get adequate amounts of nutrition. And if you're not, Mediterranean diet and adding a multivitamin is just the belt and suspenders approach. Thanks for joining me on ForkU. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay hungry for knowledge, that is. This podcast has been researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. And while I am a physician, I am not your physician. Before making any changes, especially when on a GLP-1 drug, please check with your physician and a registered dietitian, not with a chiropractor, not with an Eastern-trained physician. We were distributed by our friends at Simpler Media, and the pod god, my good friend, Mr. Evo Terra. Until next week, thanks for listening, thanks for subscribing, and thanks for saying the kind words on all of those different places you'll find me in my podcast. Until then, have a good week. I'm Dr. Simpson. Goodbye. Hey, Evo, I discovered overnight oats with a little bit of apple sauce or apple juice added to it. It's delicious. You ought to give it a try sometime.
I am on board the overnight oats train, but I hadn't considered putting other stuff into it. Experimentation shall ensue.